Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, April 16th, and the giggling you're hearing is our guest in the studio. We have a very special guest today, although Jen would take exception with that probably.
Yeah.
But we have Jen's best friend, Lauren.
Hi.
Welcome to the show, Lauren.
I'm back.
You're back. This is your third time here.
It is.
And we're excited to have you. I'm always looking forward to you coming in here.
I'm a pro now.
Because,
you are.
Because when Jen can connect with someone on that level, then we're good.
Yes.
Oh, what are you trying to say? That she doesn't normally connect with people?
No. But I think I get to see her in her element.
Yes,
you know,
it must be nice.
Yeah,
it's like an animal in a zoo. We're watching me in action.
Yeah, there you go. Because I'm sure you're different in your private life than you are on the radio.
Probably not.
Are you?
I don't think so.
No.
I'm pretty sure what you see is what you get.
Okay.
As Lauren described me as cold.
For the most,
dark.
Well, you described me as dark.
Well, don't you want to be described as that?
I am dark physically, but mentally, I think you're darker than I am.
People with eyes might beg to differ.
Well, I think you need to get your damn eyes checked.
But I did the other day.
You're starting the conversation in the middle, though. I mean, we were talking about this before.
What were we talking about, Sam?
We were talking about the fact that you asked if we could swear on the show.
Oh, yeah,
And Jen said something to the fact of, if you want to or something, right?
Right, yeah.
But I figured Jen doesn't really curse or she doesn't talk much about sex and everything.
That's true.
So I thought you were her dark side, you know.
Oh.
You're like, that's what I meant. I meant you're like the side where she doesn't go.
You know what? I think you're right on that.
So you compliment each other, which is really cool, you know? I mean, that's the way it should be. If you're too much alike, it's hard to get along, don't you think?
It's true. I think we have much different, we have different personality qualities that like to come out, and then they come together and they make a whole person.
Yeah.
Right, Jen?
I think you're right.
And
that's
also,
cool.
We don't like the same type of men, which works in our favor.
Really? Oh, that's interesting.
Well,
we don't.
No, there are qualities we do like about men, but then there's like another.
Bring the mic.
Oh, right.
A little bit. There you go.
There's a whole group of people that.
Yours is perfect.
I know. Yeah. I'm always perfect.
Oh, no.
Sam was adjusting our mics, but he told me that mine was perfect.
Yeah. Evil laugh, which it can now only be seen because we are filming on Periscope.
Okay, so tell people how they can see
it. Oh, yeah. You guys, so since this is a radio show, if you want to check us out, you can look on Periscope at Two Drunk Girls.
I feel like you could set that up differently.
I don't know. I'm trying really hard to make
it. What about my purse and my thing?
You're really good at that.
So people have to get a phone. I mean, an app on the phone, right?
Yeah, so the app is called Periscope.
It's free.
Owned by Twitter.
And it's free.
So if you follow us at Two Drunk Girls, you can watch what the radio show looks like since you're usually listening. And you can see what it's like behind the scenes footage.
Mm-hmm.
Great. In other words, you get to see what these beautiful women look like.
Thank you.
What she's trying to say.
We don't have faces.
Because you don't get to see
Sam
me on the video.
Yeah, you do. Now they can see you, Sam.
It's okay. We don't need to.
Sam, come on. Look, he's a very handsome man.
Well, thank you. Thank you. See, I need you in the studio to boost my ego a little bit.
Sam, how is Tinder going?
yes.
This woman writes to me. She says, what will it take to keep your attention?
What?
Yeah, to hold your attention. And I said, well, how about we talk on the phone? And I never got a response back. I got another one that said she has a problem with talking on the phone. She's shy talking on the phone.
What kind of human is this that's lived all of her life?
I know. So I told her, I said, okay, so I guess we should meet. And she said, okay, but you know what? I'm not making the effort if I can't talk to her on the phone first.
Yeah, no, that's kind of weird.
Sam, that's weird. Why doesn't she want to talk to you on the phone?
I don't know.
She claims, talkative and fun.
She claims she's shy. I don't know.
Well, so what is she going to be like in
real life?
Right, exactly.
Stop talking
you see?
Like
ooh,
me.
Get out of my head.
Get out of here.
They have this. You guys are becoming one.
We are.
We just scooted really close together, too. Is that okay? Is there, like, feedback, Sam?
No, not at all. No, you're good.
Yeah, Sam, that's weird, because then it's like when you go on the date with her, what's she going to do, not talk? Is she going to be
shy? I know. That's why I'm not really crazy about, you know, and still, she didn't send any phone number or anything, and she's taking forever to respond. So,
I take forever to respond.
Yeah, I say move on. Right?
This one's gonna be a problem.
Yeah,
she's already a problem.
There are a few, but you know, I mean, some actually write to me, but not my cup of tea.
My mom's watching. Hi, mom.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Jan. Jan. Also, by the way, I told her she could call in, and she's like, no. No,
really, she doesn't want to?
Jan is the great. Have you ever... You met Jan.
Yeah, she was here. And she
was
actually
here twice,
talked.
Right?
Yeah.
Hi, Jan.
Jan is so much fun.
She's a good time.
She's like a good time, just like her daughter.
She is. She's very cool. And yeah, I remember meeting her here, and she was very cool. In fact, I friended her on Facebook.
Oh, look at that.
She's so cool. You know?
Thanks.
Yeah.
Wait, Sam, we aren't friends on Facebook.
Yes, we are. Of course we are.
We are?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
This is kind of like when you asked Craig to follow you and he already was.
You know what?
Maybe. Well, at least I sent you a request. I don't know. Do you go through them?
Sam.
I mean, that happened like months ago, though, when you were here before.
I'm going to do it right now. Wait. We are friends. I remember that. Forget it.
Yeah.
I remember.
You have that black and white picture like Jen has, but a different one.
That's exactly. Because we have the same photographer, Callie. Right. Callie McCabe. Callie
shot
me.
Yeah.
When were these pictures taken?
Last year, actually. It's probably time for some new ones.
We actually were just talking about that last night. My friend Justin Sarno, who is a lawyer here in Los Angeles, but he is an amazing photographer. If you guys want to follow him on Instagram, he has like 28,000 followers just from his photos on Instagram. He's Justin Reed, R-E-A-D-E, on Instagram. Follow him. The dopest pictures, and we want him to shoot us.
Yeah, we do.
Really? Very cool.
He's awesome. We should get him in here as a guest.
His price is pretty reasonable.
He'll probably do it for free since he's
But I don't know.
You're sending
people to him.
Yeah, he does. Well, I mean, he does like artistic shots, but I don't know what his prices are. But he's a very artistic, smart human, and
he's a lawyer, which is so random to then have an artsy side.
I know he's one of those people that he's like so intelligent and so cool. He's like one of my favorite people.
Is he single?
No. He's married with kids and stuff. He's like a good friend. Oh, no. What?
Well, you have now given me no purpose to talk about
this. Oh, jeez.
He's an awesome dude.
I should just know him. Oh, God. Whatever. Anyway.
Just kidding. I'd love to see your work and have you.
Don't be rude, because we want him to take our
hers. I love him. Hi, Justin. Call us.
Anyway.
Do you have a brother, Justin? At least have a brother.
He does. They're all married and stuff.
Oh, sorry. These people.
Jen, there are so many people in this town.
No, this is what I've come to grips with. I think I might be in a second wives club because
that's fine with
me. Here's the thing. I'm getting to the age where now I'm waiting for people to break up. It's true. And then they're going to like hate their wives so much that then they're going to be like, sorry, my big hand was just totally blocking your face.
She is like
paddle.
She has paddle hands.
Yeah, I'm like waiting for people to break up because then when they do, they'll be so appreciative of me because I'm just like carefree and easygoing and I just want somebody to love me, really.
Really?
So like I'm not like, father my kids, pay for everything. Well, I kind of am, but at the same time,
pay for everything comes out of her mouth quite often. Really? Every time we go to a bar with our friends Paul and Will, she's like, who's buying me wine?
They're my best guy friends. They're responsible for my happiness.
Yeah. They don't care. They love
she's
I don't care.
Financially wise, I guess, right? She's holding on to her own
Sam,
money.
Sam, did you tell Sam what happened to us at Isabel the other night?
No.
Speaking of guys, this is a really good story.
This
is a really good story. Okay, so we go out on Friday night to our favorite place called Isabel, a restaurant in West Hollywood.
This is connecting to what we're talking about when we're saying we're financially wise with men buying us.
Yes. Good
accidental.
Yeah.
So Lauren and I are like self-sufficient, you know, female women. We buy ourselves stuff when we want it, and then we don't if somebody offers. So we're on our way to the bar to refill our wine glasses and buy ourselves another drink, where we are there accosted by two men who start talking to us. They're like brothers or whatever, and they sort of back us into a wall. So we can't walk around.
We're trapped a little bit.
They have conversationally trapped us against this wall, and they are repulsive.
Meanwhile,
Give an example. They
weren't horrible looking people, but they were repulsive in the sense of every single thing I said. There was two of them. One was kind of talking to Jen, and then the other was kind of talking to the group, but kept sort of talking to Jen and the brother. And every time I asked him a question, like, this is usually what I do. Side note. If I'm talking to a dude at a bar, I'm not going to like make you, if I'm not interested, I'm not going to make you feel bad for like coming up and talking to me because I complain that that never happens. So
right.
even if I'm not interested, I'm like, you know what? This guy, at least he's trying, right?
Right.
So I turn it into an interview. I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'll just start interviewing this person because that's right. what I'm good at. So I start interviewing him and I'm like, so where are you from?
Right.
Everything I'm saying, Sam, he does not hear a word. I'm
wow.
5 inches from his face. He doesn't hear a word I'm saying until Jen starts talking about the show that we host, Two Drunk Girls. And he's sort of kind of listening. And then he said something about, well, what kind of show is it? And I say, oh, wait, can I say this?
Yes.
It's kind of inappropriate. It's but fine. I just said just it because I wanted to see it. If he was going to yeah. listen. I said, oh, you know, we just talk about really wanting to be raped.
Oh, God.
Which is so not true and not yeah. a joke no, to anybody
no one out
there. Out
there the think point that that's true. That's
but
not
you
true.
Wanted to see if he's listening.
I wanted
exactly.
that.
And of course, his ears perked up. I'm like, oh, so you heard that. The one right. thing I said you wow. heard. It was like the worst thing ever. Meanwhile, all of a sudden,
so we're like standing with our empty glasses of wine against the wall with these two men like blocking us toward the wall so we can't escape. A man comes by, takes my wine glass, replaces it with a new full glass of red wine, and he goes, you had red, right? And then he gives Lauren a glass of white and says, you had white, right? Gives her a glass of white wine, takes her old glasses away, and runs away. And we're like, what?
Just what? Happened. A drink fairy.
He what? Was our fairy drink fairy.
What?
Fairy
drink
fairy?
Fairy drink father.
Mother. Father. Yes, that would have been more clever than what
Sam,
we called
him. It was the swiftest, boldest suavecito move I've ever seen
ever
right
because he didn't stay to talk to us. We could have not even seen what he looked like, and he replaced our wine glasses
and
with fresh
he
wine glasses.
Took our old empty glasses
yeah.
took it out of our hand and then put in
whoa
and walked away. Guys, if you're listening, try
yeah. it because I mean it's not going to work on every group of girls. They're probably not even going to care and be like, thank God somebody gave me a new glass of wine, and not care about who it was that gave it to them. We actually saw it as an out. And we were yeah. like, wait a second. We need to go thank the nicest man in the room.
Yeah.
And we have to go. Bye, guys. We're going to go talk to the guy who just gave us free drinks. You didn't. And we've been talking to you for 10 minutes.
And yeah. you're annoying.
And you're the world's worst. So we went and found this guy and started talking to him and thanked him so much. And he was like, oh, it's nothing.
Such a nice guy,
such
too.
A nice guy. Really? So we talked to him and his friends all night. Best yeah. move around.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they captured your heart with a drink, with a free drink.
Well, it was like chivalry, really.
Yeah. Yes. It was a nice to get a free drink, but...
But he got your attention,
but
and that's
yes.
the important thing.
Saved us.
He did it.
Got us got our attention, wanted nothing in return, so that just made us want to talk to him more.
Exactly. Right. Hard to get.
That's mm-hmm. true.
No, that was like chivalrous, because he did something just to be nice. I mean,
exactly.
He had no idea if we were going to go say hi to him or not.
Right.
Because really, in LA, you never know what you're going to get. Women could be like, the thing is, we're older than some of the girls that are probably out there that mm-hmm. are like, give me everything for free and I'm going to give you nothing.
Right.
But we wanted to actually thank the person that gave us
yeah.
drinks. So.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. So that's very cool.
Yeah, we sought him out, found him, talked to him and his friends all night.
Right. Now, I mean, wasn't it a little strange that he knew what you were drinking?
Well,
and he knew what situation you were in and all that. I mean, he must have been standing there observing.
Okay.
This, right?
He said he saw us like earlier in the night standing at, like by a tree. We actually stood by a well-lit tree so people would see us because we're like, you know what? We're not going to go up to anybody. If people want to see us, here we are.
Right.
So we stood by the brightest tree in the room.
We posed.
And we kept doing what we were doing, which was talking. So we were actually going to go get new glasses of wine to Periscope. And I think at some point between walking from the tree to getting stopped by these men, he was by the bar and saw us coming.
He said later, once we sat down and talked to them, we were talking to them for like an hour, that he, you know, we caught his eye and that... He's
said
very
we were
complimentary.
He said we were the prettiest girls in the room, which, by the way, I don't care if he's lying or not. It never hurts to hear.
Yeah, exactly.
He seemed genuine in everything he did. So
he
it
did.
Was like, why not believe
right.
him?
So now, when you guys stand together, nobody approaches you or anything, right?
They do sometimes.
Sometimes.
Those
feel like
two idiots did.
I mean, because if you want a sure way to be approached and by a lot of guys, just split up a little bit. And,
but that
I
would
mean,
be by ourselves.
No, 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 no. But I'm not saying for
girl.
A long time. Like if you go to the bathroom or something, go by yourself, you know.
Oh,
if you're going to go pick up
beautiful.
A drink, maybe do it by yourself. I've never seen...
It's like a relay.
Yeah, I've never seen a hot chick not being approached or alone for...
by herself.
Yeah, for more than 2 seconds.
Good call.
It's an unusual thing to see.
Hey, we're teaching each other things.
Yeah, there you go, you see.
That's really good advice.
Yeah, but I mean, because I know, I mean, if I see two women, it's hard to approach one of them, you know. know.
Okay.
Because you tell, first of all, you don't know if they're there just to really want to meet someone or they're just there to hang out together. Mm-hmm. Maybe they don't want to be bothered. So it's hard to know, you know. And that's the problem with guys, that you don't know if you're going to get rejected or not because you don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah,
I mean, sometimes you'll see a beautiful woman, you just want to say hi or something, and then you realize you didn't even think about the fact that maybe she's married or something, you know.
True.
So that happens, and you're like, you know, she could be a lesbian or something. Could be a million reasons why she would reject you.
Ain't that right, boo?
But
we could be lesbians. No one knows. Or
but,
not.
But you approach two women, and it's all amplified if there is rejection.
Okay, so that's the new plan. So when we're at a place, we'll swap off going to the bathroom or doing, like, a round by ourselves.
Right.
Okay. We'll see if, like, the bait, like, gets anyone.
I'm just saying there's no way you'll come back to each other without a guy hitting
on you. Right, then we can
bring,
we can corral the men back to the home base.
Exactly.
It's like being a sheep herder.
Exactly.
Yeah, or going fishing or something.
Wait,
sheep herder.
No,
cow herder. Cattle.
Wait,
sheep.
A sheep doesn't.
Yeah,
yeah,
shepherd.
No, they herd.
Shepherd.
A shepherd,
yeah.
But they're herding cattle.
No, they're shepherding sheep.
Too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And then there's a cattle herd.
I'm
as
from
well.
San Francisco. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm from Miami. We don't have any of that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Well, in the boonies, but
I'm
from
so
Miami.
Do
so.
But yeah, it's tough with the dating. So, but you started the new app. Is that working for
Hinge?
You?
Hinge? I haven't gone out with anybody from it.
I don't like Hinge.
Here's the thing. No. I still say the same thing. People will match with you and then not talk to you.
Yeah, I do it too, though. I'm guilty of that.
But like,
but maybe they don't like you. You
then
know
why
I mean?
Did they match with me? They had the option to not pick me.
But you know what? The thing is this, is that, well, I don't know how Hinge works, but I can tell you on Tinder, you go through it pretty fast, right? I mean, I don't stop at everyone and look at their information and stuff. So sometimes a picture looks good. You swipe to the right, and then they match with you, and they write to you. But then you start looking at the other pictures. You go, wait a minute, that's not who I thought it was.
Well, that's why you don't swipe, like, just willy-nilly.
Right.
I know,
look.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to take forever to go through each one.
Well, everything in life that's worth it
that's
takes
true,
work.
That's true, yeah. So I guess they tell you to swipe fast, but I guess that's not the point.
Who
right?
says swipe fast?
I don't know. It's like, or people that describe the app, I think.
Yeah.
It's like right, left, right,
well,
left.
Well, that's my point. It's like, okay, this seat, like, I feel like technology is screwing people over. Because
I agree.
In that sentence, and I know you're not really like this, Sam, but I get what you mean just using the app. But in general, I don't think you're this dude. But I feel like it comes down to today, like, where texting a girl is like putting in effort. And to me, that's not really effort. Like, and so to say, like, and again, I don't think you're this dude, but I think
that's
other
fine.
People will say it, like, to say, like, oh man, this is taking effort to, like, read two sentences on a profile. I'm just going to swipe left or right. It's like, fuck you, not you, but
that's
it's
true.
All,
yeah,
but
so
I know you're not that dude. Really,
but maybe I'm playing, like, maybe I'm using it more like a game, and that's not the
totally.
Point.
Totally, that's the thing.
Yeah.
I'm not taking it seriously. Yeah.
Right. If you're using it like a game, then that makes sense. But if you're, like, actually really looking for some connection with somebody that could be your person in life, then it takes a little bit more work.
That's
you have
true.
To read. Profiles, you have to look through the pictures,
you but
have
you
to
know what?
Garner
I
something
like
about their lives.
Reading the profiles because I sometimes guys, like, I'll look at the photo and I'm like, but then if they have writing underneath it, like, then it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't say anything. And then if it's funny, I'm like, oh, and then I'll swipe right.
Well, that's why we revamped Sam's profile. We made him write something.
Yeah, exactly.
See, that's good, Sam.
And it helps, No, I realize when women don't write anything, it's irritating.
Wait, and Sam, did you ever put up pictures of your kids?
No.
You need to put things like that show you're a family man, because I'll tell you this. There are so many single men in LA that are unmarried, don't have kids, and you're like, why the hell are you pretending you're George Clooney? Because you're not.
Yeah.
Like, you have no reason why you're over 50 and never been married or have kids.
Because to me, it's a red flag that if you're over 50 and you haven't had any of that happen.
Right.
That's why I will
that means
agree with you.
You're inept and you can't form lasting relationships or have children.
On the Second Wives Club thing, that's why I agree with you, because right now I'm not looking to date like a 28-year-old dude.
Right.
Guys that are older than me or most likely have had a marriage. Or,
right.
Not only that, but maybe not. But the thing is that it's at least you know, they're more serious about settling down. Yes. A 28-year-old may not be. And you're at the point in your life mm-hmm. where you're looking to settle down.
Right.
Yes. So you need to look in the right places, obviously. Exactly. Yeah.
That's right.
Under a rock.
Yeah.
or at singles Isabel. Mixer for divorced people.
Oh.
We should probably find out where those are.
But we're not divorced. We can
no, but we'll pretend we're
So you don't mind your first marriage to be to a divorced man?
No.
That doesn't matter, right?
No.
Now, what if he has kids, though?
That's okay, too.
Right. Really?
Yeah, wow. I feel like I need practice with them anyway. So.
I don't need practice, but I'm fine with it.
You see, I'm not okay with, well, I don't know. I should say that. I have kids.
Right.
But I'd rather have someone who doesn't have kids.
Why?
But in my age, it doesn't happen that way. Because I want them all to myself, maybe. I don't know.
Well, you know? I think you're realistic about knowing what kind of time can, you know, time children take.
Right.
Whatever age they are, which is true. But, yeah, I mean, I think realistically, it's probably more likely that you'll be meeting somebody in your same position.
Yeah.
But also, what if they have kids as old as your kids? Then there's not really an issue.
No, that's true. And besides, at my age also, but I'm talking about closer to your age where, you know, you have to deal with someone else's kids. I don't know. It doesn't bother you?
I've been in the position, and it's okay. I think the thing that scares me about that more than anything is the ex-significant other.
Yeah, get her out of the picture.
Well, not...
Right.
Not,
by see, Felicia.
Wait, hold on. That's not... That's where I'll say I differ from you. I don't necessarily want to date a dude that is like has kids with a woman that he doesn't like get along with, and there's drama, because then I'm the other girl and she's gonna have a problem with me, and that I don't want that. I want everyone to get along.
Right.
I want you to be totally fine with your ex-wife. I want you and your ex-wife and your child to have a great co-parenting relationship, and I would like to just be the friend, a friend to her maybe, and also to let that woman know, because if I had a child with somebody and we divorced and then this dude's bringing along some girl, I don't want that girl around my kids if she's gonna be all you know what I mean. I want everyone to be cool,
right?
Yeah.
So I think it should be a copacetic situation, and I would be totally fine with it if everyone could be mature about it.
Yeah.
I don't want drama. That's the only thing that freaks me out about a child.
Yeah.
It's like baby mama drama.
That's when I say bye, Felicia. That's what I meant by that.
Of course.
So I agree with that 100% because you do run. But here's the thing: you run the risk of people in their relationship drama, no matter what.
Of course.
Either a guy that's been divorced or has kids, or a guy that just got out of a relationship and has an ex-girlfriend, or a guy that can't hold a relationship and his own drama is himself.
Yeah.
So like
it's always baggage.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Which like choice, A, B, or C?
Right.
There's always something.
I was watching Steve Harvey yesterday.
She loves Steve Harvey.
I love him. The man is my spirit animal.
She loves him.
Speaks to
Isn't
me.
Isn't that weird?
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you why. Because I relate to people that are direct. So people will come on his show and the audience members will be like, Steve, I have a question.
Yeah, I love that part of the show.
I don't know what to do. My boyfriend has a hawk as a pet. And because he has a hawk as a pet, I can't move in with him. So it's either the hawk or me. First of all, why does anybody have a hawk as a pet?
Yeah.
Calm
That's
down.
Weird.
Second of all, is this really an issue? I'm pretty sure we don't need Steve to figure it out. But Steve's response is, hey, dude, because the guy's there. And he's like, so are you in love with this hawk? And he's like, no. And he's like, well, do you love the hawk? He's like, yeah. And he's like, are you in love with the woman? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, I'm pretty sure I see the answer here. So probably put the hawk outside and move the woman in.
Wait, right. But you can't just throw out an animal. But why does she have a problem with the fucking hawk?
No, put the hawk outside in a cage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Just set it free. Like
I thought you meant like.
No, I thought also let it go. Yeah.
No. Put him outside as in. Not inside.
Well, why does she have a problem with the hawk?
Because the hawk is loud. It's like annoying. It's like, honestly.
I mean, it is weird.
Birds as a whole. I don't know why people have birds as pets. I grew up with one and it was the worst thing in the world.
I'm not a fan of a bird pet.
No, it's loud and it makes a lot of weird feather noise and excrement. And
I know.
We know how I feel about that. So
I like cats and dogs.
Right. I'm into that too.
I know. Those are cool, but I don't like people that are too into that.
You know? It's like Dungeons and Dragons. It's weird.
Weird pets freak me out.
Yeah.
Snakes. You know, I mean, go work at a zoo.
But no, I mean, even dogs and cats, you know, when people are like so attached to their animals, to me it's weird.
Then we have a cat lady in our presence.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You know, I mean, I'm just saying.
Cat is really cute.
Right. No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that I don't know. People are different when they're like close to animals. I don't know what it is, you know.
I think they're caring. caring people.
Really?
They can take care of an animal.
But Sam, yeah. I mean,
no, I mean, okay, you know what it is? I think, oh, that's a cute cat.
I mean, everybody, no, look at that cat.
Look, that's not what I mean. What I mean is there's people that are too involved with their pets, you know?
Right.
It's like, that's all I see. You know, there's one friend on Facebook, very talented, you know, she does a lot of different things and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. The past year, all I'm seeing is cats and cats and cats.
Okay,
and
why
cats.
Don't do that?
So, I mean, you can tell the person's probably got an issue now with relationships, you know? No, really, because...
I'm not disagreeing with you.
You know, I think it replaces relationships for some people.
Yeah, it could.
It could, but, you know, maybe that's good because some people need to not be in relationships for a bit and need to focus on something else.
Yeah.
Who knows?
But it's definitely, I mean, it's a turnoff, you know? If not, it just turns you away, you know? You know, because mm-hmm. you go, I can't get through to this person with all the cats around them.
Yeah. Well, I have one cat, and so I talk to him and stuff because.
Yeah.
Whatever,
no, and that's fine. I'm sure most people don't make a big deal, and I wouldn't either. You know, I mean, my kids have animals and all that. And
have
I
you
like
ever
animals.
Had an animal?
Yeah, yeah. Like I mean, I love dogs a lot.
What kind of dogs did you have?
We had Chihuahuas, aww. A couple of them, yeah. But that's it, you know. And then we had cats, but that's because my kids wanted it and they didn't really ask me.
Right.
So I had to be on Claritin every day, you know, just to be able to live with
those. Oh, you're allergic.
Yeah.
I will
say
this.
And I was never allergic to cats. Mm. Go ahead.
Well, because you probably didn't know.
Yeah.
Well, so I will say this. If a guy has a dog, he's like already got like 3 good flags, like as opposed to bad flags. What's a good flag? A white flag?
Like a green flag and not a red
or
flag.
Like a he's got
green
gold,
means go, red
he's
means
like
stop.
Got a couple gold stars in, on his belt.
Because, I like gold stars.
Yeah, gold stars. Because it shows that he can take care of something other than himself, that he's loving, that he's responsible, that he's warm-hearted. For me, a dog says a lot. It already adds a layer of, like, responsibility that people without dogs don't have for me.
It's like, true.
Yeah.
It's like having a, kind of like having a kid.
But it could be responsibility for the animal. I mean, some people prefer animals over people. Don't you think?
Well, I think I know what you're saying, Sam.
Not at all.
Like, there's a boundary between like someone who's like crazy obsessed with their animal and like puts the dog in a stroller and dresses it and walks it around like someone who just has a dog and they know the dog's place and the human's place.
Right. That's important, I think.
Yeah. I like witnessing love though. So like to see somebody love their dog is a good example of like how they are as a human.
Yeah.
If they're not kicking dogs or hate animals.
Well, it's kind of like why a couple will, you know, like organically move through a relationship and like they'll start dating and then maybe they'll move in and then maybe they'll get a dog and then maybe they'll get engaged.
Right,
like it's like, it's kind of like a step in that direction.
Right. Yeah. If they get it together, it's different, you know.
Yeah.
But also I don't think you should have to have a dog in order for all these qualities to come out. You know?
But it's already an added bonus. Like it's
a way for those qualities to manifest themselves. Sure, but I don't think you should have to have those things.
No.
And Sam, I think what he's saying is he would like a woman to just show him that to him and not to an animal.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you don't want.
Maybe
that.
No. Maybe that's the reason I'm saying that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Sure.
I was going to say, Sam, are we going to dive deep here and psychoanalyze you?
You
what
could
you
if you want.
You, don't want.
You could if you want. I can't even do it. So if you want to analyze me, be my guest.
Well, we could. I am your guest. Very special / mediocre guest.
Yeah.
I actually changed the tweet to say, I think the most special guest.
You changed it to tweet the first mediocre one and then...
I never tweeted the mediocre special guest.
Oh, but that's funny, though.
It is, however, also...
It's rude.
No, I hate... like sarcasm that's like kind of a dig.
Oh. You know what? I feel like, you know, okay.
Because you're also my partner in crime and I would hate to say something bad about you when I choose to work with you.
True. That's true. You know what? I have had a couple of friends. So there's a lot of like stand-up comedians here in LA. I've been to my fair share of stand-up shows. All my friends do it and sometimes it is very painful. But
wait, our trainer yesterday is a stand-up comedian.
Oh,
that's
he
what
is?
He does.
That's why he's so funny.
You didn't read the profile I sent you? I screenshot him and
I
sent
forgot.
It to her.
Anyway. So I have a problem with what you were saying. When, like, you meet a stand-up comedian, whatever, I've gone on a date with a few of them, and when they start poking fun at your expense and it gets all dark, that's when
terrible.
I'm like, I'm not into this.
Can't.
Yeah.
Like, they find somebody in the group. It could be you or someone else. And then they just kind of, like... go for you, and they start like they just like they go a little like below the like a little bit below the belt, and you're like, dude, no, be funny. Don't you don't have to be mean to be funny. It's like to me, that's so transparent. It's like you were clearly picked on as a child. Stop doing that.
That's the thing. It sounds childish, like something that a kid would do.
It's a cheap shot, and I don't think that's why I was like, I'm not going to write your like a mediocre special guest.
That's nice, Jennifer. She's always thinking about me. See, I'm not dark.
No.
Do you think I'm dark, though?
I don't think neither one of you is.
I think,
I think you're two sides of the same coin. I really do.
Okay.
You know, and that's what I meant. I meant you like compliment Jen. You know, it's like the things that
I compliment you. Did you hear that?
Well,
I compliment
both.
You.
Okay. Well, either way. I don't know if that sounds better or worse.
You complete me.
You had me at hello.
That's what I was going to say, but I was like, wait, there's another line that makes more sense.
All those Jerry Maguire lines.
Those are the only lines from movies I know.
Should I? Sam, what do you think about this?
What is that?
It's you see this oil? Everyone who's watching Periscope, you can see, but the people who are listening can't. I'm holding this oil called Slim and Sassy, and it's a like it's an essential oil supplement that's supposed to like not make you feel super super hungry all the time, and I'm always super super hungry. Mm-hmm. And Jen thinks it's disgusting. I don't think it's that bad. I'm going to take it right now, though.
Really? So it has a flavor to it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. So you're feeling hungry and you're taking it now?
No, I don't think you do it when yeah, it is kind of
I smell it from here. I'm getting mine just so I can do it with
you. Oh, you have one too?
Yeah.
Okay.
How many am I supposed to do? Four drops.
Okay, so they're taking drops of this oil from these small bottles. Mm-hmm. And this is supposed to kill your appetite?
Okay. And it kills all of your taste buds at the same time.
I don't know if it's supposed to kill your appetite, but I think it's supposed to like
it has
some like flushing qualities, and it's all natural. Mm-hmm. So it has like things in it that make you naturally feel like more satisfied, I guess.
I'll tell you what's in it.
I don't even know. It's not very good.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie.
Metabolic blend, 60 milligrams. Ingredients, grapefruit peel, lemon peel, peppermint plant, ginger root, cinnamon bark.
That's the ginger. I don't like it. That's what it tastes.
Okay, so the whole thing is all of those ingredients are appetite suppressants, and they're like...
Naturally.
So, like, when you do... You have people do the lemonade cleanse, and it's... cayenne pepper, lemon, and whatever else.
Cayenne pepper,
exactly. So those are the same idea.
The master cleanse.
So this has, you know, lemon, grapefruit, whatever. So it's the same idea, but you're drinking it in a drop. Mm. You can also put
it
in water.
More concentrated,
totally.
It's kind of taking all the things that do that same thing and putting them in one.
I need to be more consistent with this, though, because I've only done it once, and I don't know if it's even working.
Let's see if we're hungry for lunch today. Well, we took it at 10:30.
Definitely going to be hungry for lunch.
No, your mind is going to be hungry.
There is no way that this is going to not make me hungry at all.
Yeah. Your mind will be hungry.
But I feel like, you know what? We did this. So Jen and I went to see this movie. Did you talk about this yet?
Unfriended, yeah.
Unfriended, yeah.
Okay, so I did. I took.
And you guys actually did a banner with you and the logo. Yeah, the logo of the.
Well, there was a photo booth, so they had.
Oh,
take
I see.
Pictures.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, somebody took the time
I
to
know,
do this.
Right? No, they invited us, so we would post that basically.
Okay.
So and we did, and the movie was actually pretty good. You know what I discovered tonight is that what they were doing in the film. Jen closed her eyes the entire time, but they were making it look like these kids were killing themselves.
Right.
Okay. Well, you weren't watching.
But I know that's what they were doing.
Well, anyway, it just dawned on me.
Because they were possessed. You said that he took his hand with the knife.
I know, but I
kill self.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, then I thought about it, like, that's what she was doing because she killed herself.
Wow. This is why takes two of us to live one life.
I mean, I knew this when it was happening, but then it really just, like, sunk in, I guess. Well, okay, stop talking to me.
Okay, so I'll talk to Sam instead and all the Periscope people. So...
But wait, I took this oil that night what I was going to say. Right, this is the first time I ever did it right before we got to the movies. And then I got really excited. Sometimes when I'm not even hungry and there's food, I'm like excited. I'm like, I want to try it.
Really? So you like food?
I like food.
She likes the act of eating too.
Yeah,
it's a thing to do.
Wow.
I like it. And so then they were like, well, you get free food. Look, here's a menu you can order. And I was like, Oh.
Well, if it's free, I'm going to store for winter.
Popcorn. We ordered pizza and these buffalo spring rolls. And they were...
Those were good.
Buffalo chicken spring rolls.
Those were good.
They were really good. And I wasn't really all that hungry. Like, I could have stopped at the buffalo spring rolls, but I couldn't not eat the pizza.
I made you. Because otherwise, I would have eaten the whole thing. I was like, you didn't eat anymore yet. She's like,
I know, which is weird for her, because usually she takes like three bites of something. She's like, do you want to know what I ate for lunch today? I'm like, what? She's like, three turkey meatballs. I'm like, that's all you ate? She's like, mm-hmm. I'm like... That's the serving size. That's all I ate.
She only eats
the serving size.
Now. I am really? A rule follower and maker, and if it says it's the true. Serving size is three, I eat three.
That's what she is, huh?
I cannot. I am sorry, but I'm going to order the burger, and I'm going to eat the whole thing with the bun.
But the serving size is just so they can measure, you know?
I mean, the calories. And I take that measurement
seriously.
Because
she wants to know, the exact amount of calories she's intaking.
Right. So. But that's okay. I mean, if you take two servings, then you double the number, you know.
And then you're fat.
You're good at math. Okay.
I am good at math. You're right. And then I know that the double size equals fat. That's
we
all
went
it
out,
equals.
We went out the other night, and our friend Paul is like a super workout phenomenon. And he always is like, I'm not drinking tonight, you guys. I'm not drinking. I have a photo shoot that I need to be like ready for all the time. It's Paul. Like,
this never-ending photo shoot.
We call him Hot Paul because he's so hot.
I think the photo shoot's this weekend, so our fun can commence. By the way, we've had a lot of fun even with this diet.
But my point is that Jen and I are so much fun that every time we go out with him, he ends up drinking and going to In-N-Out.
Really? Every time.
Wow.
It's so good. We make him have so much fun. And we got In-N-Out, and I got a double-double with a bun, ate the whole thing in like 3 minutes. And this one over here, she doesn't eat red meat. So she's like, I don't know what to get. I'm like, get a grilled cheese, because they do grilled cheese in In-N-Out. She's like, but I don't want the bun. So she got like cheese
melted
and lettuce.
Cheese.
And that's what she ate.
Oh my God, cheese and lettuce.
Are
wow.
you serious?
Listen,
or not?
I think that's a healthy compromise. Get
no, it
healthy.
Is not.
Yet, no, then I ate a couple of fries, and I was like, oh, you guys are the worst.
And then she felt bad about herself.
I know. Then
four
I,
reels.
Then I punished myself the
that
next
oil
time.
Is making me feel drunk.
No, that's just our lives.
I feel like, whoa, right now.
I actually feel more awake from the oil. I will say this. So I took a Xanax last night to go to sleep.
Oh,
half
yeah.
a Xanax, and it's literally half of a 5 milligram.
Jen,
so it's like a baby Xanax.
Why did you take a Xanax to
because,
go to sleep?
So I have felt that I've been getting bug bites in my house or somewhere. I've been getting
wow.
bug bites. And so, like, I've had them on my neck. I have them, like, on different places in my body. And so I was, like, freaking out. What could this possibly be? I'm like, I must have bed bugs. But I couldn't see them anywhere. I did my due diligence. I hunted them down.
Yeah, she did.
I'll wake up before dawn to find them, because apparently they come out at dawn.
Really?
I sleep in full, like, head to toe clothes so they can't bite
God.
Me. I got spray, a mask, gloves. I research them. I'm a stalker of bedbugs.
How terrible to live like that.
Okay, so I've been sleeping on my couch, which is not, I'm a very like light sleeper, so I have to sleep in the comfort of my bed alone.
She's a light sleeper, except for when she comes to stay at my house.
Yeah.
My cat likes to jump on top of her, and I'll roll over, and he's just standing on her back, like
wow.
just standing there. She never
wow.
wakes up for that.
No, I love him. We have
but
a
what are you
going
to do when you finally get a guy and you have to sleep together?
Well, I'll get used to sleeping with him like I am used to sleeping next to Lauren.
Yeah, okay.
Sad. Sad but true.
Well, if
sad
it works.
But true. But so, like, sometimes I'll stay at her house or whatever and, like, you know, vice versa. So I'm happy to, like, sleep next to people that I'm used to sleeping next to. Even my mom, when she comes to stay, she's stuck on the couch because I can't sleep next to her. I'm not comfortable with another person's sleeping habits next to me. I'm very comfortable alone. Granted, you know, if somebody's there regularly, I'll be fine. So call me. But so I have now been forced to sleep on my couch. So the couple nights that I started sleeping
because
on, I couldn't
she's
sleep.
Thinking like, is this bed bugs?
Right.
I gotta not sleep in my bed, maybe.
Right. And right. Thank you. Yes. And so then I slept on my couch, thinking, okay, well, they're not gonna get me over here, except they're probably everywhere because I live in a studio apartment. So they're like cohabitating with me. They're my roommates now. So I moved to the couch. I forget I have Xanax. I can't sleep. I don't sleep for 2 days straight.
Yeah.
That's why I was so tired the other couple days.
Right.
So I realized I have Xanax I could be taking. So I started taking
best relax
thing
you a little
ever.
Bit.
Ever. So I have been knocked out cold the past 2 nights, yet still groggy. And I've resolved the bug issue, sort of. I had the exterminators come 2 days in a row.
Well, they're
different
kind
ones.
Of like a Terminator.
Consulting. Great. I have them now in my phone over text.
She's friends with the Terminex guy, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, no. His name's Nelson. We're best friends, and we text. So, and
true story.
And when I freak out, I write him, and I say, what do I do? And he writes me back, have a cup of tea and go to sleep.
He did not.
Yeah, last night, that's what he said to me.
I would have said, put some brandy in that tea and knock yourself out.
Well, I think that he was like, well, if I wrote back, he probably would have said that. But instead, I took my Xanax and I went to sleep on the couch.
And by tea, he meant Zanny.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Now, so the question is the problem gone?
I have no idea, because now they think it's not bed bugs, but it could be dust mites, which, by the way, I get my apartment clean regularly, so it's weird if it is. But yeah. Something has been biting me. They also think it could be mosquitoes, because mosquitoes in LA are see-through. You cannot see them.
That, first of all, is so freaking I cannot. I hate bugs, first of all. Do not call them see-through. That makes me want to vomit.
Well, they're invisible. Stop. They're invisible until...
See-through, fine. Invisible is
no,
so
they're
much,
invisible until they bite you. When they bite you, they fill up with blood, so you can see them.
Okay.
Wow. I am now a professional bug finder.
That makes me so absolutely ill. I feel like punching you for telling me that information.
Imagine the fact that I have them in my house, possibly. So, and that's my home and my safe place. I can't even sleep in my own goddamn bed. Yeah. So instead, I'm like subject to the couch.
See-through bugs is awful.
Welcome to the
real
world.
Somebody should make a horror movie.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This reminds me, and this is something that it was really like traumatic for me. But back when I was like 20 years old or something, I had an apartment.
Oh, gosh.
And yeah, I let somebody stay there. And before you knew it, I had crabs. And not only that, but they stay everywhere.
Wait,
you know,
like
on couches.
Not just on you?
No, on couches and everything. And they go in your pubic area. That's where they stay.
Wait,
and back
Sam.
In the 70s, I didn't even think of like shaving the area or anything. I don't know. You know, it's the most terrible thing, and she left crabs in my house.
How do you get rid of them?
Wait, hold on. But you can see them, though, can't you?
Barely.
Oh, and you
well,
saw
yeah,
them, like,
you can see. Well, they're very small.
Do they look like little crabs?
I think. I don't even remember. I don't want to remember this. But the only way I could get rid of them is to move. And
what about all your stuff? Wasn't your
stuff
infected?
Well, I washed everything. I washed everything. The furniture wasn't mine. It was a rented place.
Oh,
I mean,
disgusting.
Yeah, it was a furnished place in Vegas. And
oh, Vegas. That makes sense.
Yeah, I lived in Vegas.
Crabs
at the time.
In Vegas.
Yeah.
Duh.
Go
but,
hand
and
in
yeah,
hand.
And she, I think she was like a friend of a friend, and she needed a place to stay. Then I discovered she's a friggin' stripper, you know?
So no crab wonder. Central.
Wait, yeah. Sam, did you have sex with
no,
this woman?
I did not have
you
sex with her.
You didn't even have sex with
no,
her and
of
you
course
still got
not.
Crabs?
Yeah, because it goes
sucks.
On the
yeah.
it goes on the furniture and on everything. And
that's
the
seriously disgusting.
It really is, you know? And I didn't want to have sex with anybody, obviously, because I didn't want to pass it to them, but it's the worst feeling. It
how do you get rid of that?
Well, you get like the doctor gave me like special shampoo and stuff, so you put it on. But since it's in your apartment, it comes back. So I realized the only way is to move because
Sam.
I'm not dealing with this. And I washed everything
oh
I had,
God.
Put it in suitcases, and
at least you don't have crabs
out
Jen.
Of there.
No, but
no,
what,
that's
what if
I'm
it is?
Telling
what
you.
If it is? How do I know?
No, crabs don't bite you.
I don't know.
Well, they don't bite you, right, Sam?
They do. I mean, it's it, well, yeah.
Well, that's why you're itchy. But see, I'm not itchy down there. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody caring.
Yeah, exactly. But no, the thing is that the it's a bad experience. Obviously,
it sounds
you
awful.
Know,
bugs as a whole are bad, and especially it's like when you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Or in your case, you did. So then there's a remedy. In mine, they're still not even sure. They're like, oh, well, it could be dust mites. I'm like, well, are we sure it's dust mites or are we not sure it's dust mites?
Brutal. Yeah.
So I'm going to go to the doctor tomorrow and have him look at my bites, except that I'm not very bitten right now. They're like healing. So I'm like, well, maybe he
but
won't
they might
know.
Still be able to tell, like, based on, you know, when you had them and how fast
can you
they
see
heal.
Them?
And,
on my neck.
Yeah, I can see one right there.
Okay.
So see?
There you go. So yeah.
So it caused you a lack of sleep pretty much.
A lack of
major anxiety.
A major anxiety. I had to go shopping.
Wow.
Because
I
was so
you.
Stressed out.
She did. She was retail therapy.
That sucks, you know, when you don't feel comfortable in your own
exactly.
home.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't listen, there have been things that have happened in my life that are a lot less stressful. Like one day I woke up from being out one night and I woke up hungover and I go to my car to leave to go to my friend's house and I see my window has been smashed.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, well, okay. So I'm probably going to have to deal with that now. And then I called my car guy and it was solved. He fixed my window. But like, other than that, you know, external things I think are easier to deal with than your home.
Yeah, right.
Your
you
home
feel.
Is your safe place.
Yeah, exactly. What did the exterminators, they didn't do anything?
They sprayed, which by the way, I wasn't there for, so I have no idea what they sprayed. I'm not even convinced they sprayed. But we'll see.
Well, why would they?
Why
I mean,
are you a conspiracy theorist?
Because I don't, like, what I was reading about dust mites and stuff, like, you have to spray actual furniture. And they didn't say they sprayed my furniture.
Well,
so.
They might have, but
no, just... I asked. They didn't, because all my bedding was still on the bed, and they didn't spray anything.
Well, the first guy that she's friends with, Nelson,
yeah,
he came over and said that he didn't think that they were bed bugs.
No, he was like, I would be out of here in 5 seconds if I spotted bed bugs, but you don't have bed bugs.
Right.
So instead he stayed and we chatted.
Oh, wait, cool. Why? Because right. Would they jump on him?
Yeah, because here's the thing about bugs is that if they come in contact with you, then they leave with you and they go places with you.
Like
yeah.
The crabs.
Exactly. Yeah, the crabs. These bugs are like, I'm going to get you and all your friends.
Right. That's why I don't do bugs, yo. I saw a freaking cockroach in my apartment in the valley and I was already thinking about moving, but I saw it on like a curtain and I was like, oh, hell no. And literally, like, started looking for apartments. It was gone in, like, a month.
Yeah.
One cockroach. It was a large mofo, too.
See, here's the thing. If I could move, I would. But it's all my furniture that's coming with me and all my clothes.
Yeah, exactly. You got to somehow clean everything.
Well, you know what they say? If you have bed bugs, it's, like, the worst process. So they move all of your furniture and everything away from the walls. They have to take off all of the sockets from your electrical
really?
Sockets. They have to spray into the socket.
Wow.
They have to fumigate the whole place. Your entire closet has to be cleaned. And everything has to be washed at 140 degrees. So, by the way, all your hand washable are screwed because you can't put them in hot water.
And I don't know that the dryer gets to 140 degrees.
No, you have to take them to like a special place.
It has to be special. Or you have to like put them in a bag and suffocate them.
Yeah.
Wow.
So imagine.
It's terrible.
I felt like I had to be quarantined and couldn't like go. I didn't even want to go to Lauren's apartment when I had to be out of my apartment because I sprayed myself the other day and was like, all right, I got to vacate the premises. Lauren, let's go to the mall.
Yeah.
So that's the day we went to the Grove.
Yeah. Wow.
And shopped.
Now, I wanted to ask you about this. You guys obviously have male friends and stuff that you mentioned.
Yeah.
At what point do you put a guy into the friend zone and he's got no chance with you?
Oh.
Because, I mean, you said this is like a hot guy and
well,
stuff.
Well, how much time do you have?
Are you talking about hot guys?
Well, for example, how come you're not...
Okay, well,
we have 4 minutes to tell this story.
Okay, fine. Hot Paul and I had a little rendezvous one night.
Oh, you did?
But it wasn't anything serious.
Okay, so then he went into the friend zone.
But he put me in the friend zone.
He did.
Oh, I see.
Which is fine, because he's totally in my friend zone. Now, he's hot. I can objectively say he is hot.
Yeah, I call him Hot Paul, too.
We call him Hot Paul to his face.
Hot Paul.
But he just is not giving off that vibe, and so then you just stop being attracted,
right? And besides, it's not just the looks either, right?
I mean, no, but he's also a cool dude.
Yeah, I would imagine, or you wouldn't be his friend.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, so I sometimes think they put us in the friend zone. I'm kind of black and white with it. Like, I like you or I don't like you. So if I don't ever like you that way, we're probably not going to hook up. And if I do like you, then we are going to hook up. So then you're going to be putting me in the friend zone if nothing turns out. That's how I work.
I see.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I don't hook up with people that I don't think I see an interest in most of the time.
Right.
Ooh, questionable. Now,
but would you say that the longer you wait... the more likely you're going to end up in the friend zone.
Jen
right?
doesn't like the guy that I'm talking to right now. That's why she's so
I like him as a person.
I don't think you do like him as a person.
No, I do. I can separate. Like, here's the thing. Well, I haven't really seen him do anything of quality nature. I think he's fun.
Yeah, he's fun.
Okay, but fun, it does not equal good person. Fun equals, like,
That's true.
I compartmentalize people. You are my go-out friend. You are my real friend. You are somebody I would hook up with. You are somebody I would date. So all of these things are very different, and I, like, see you as A, B, C, or D. That's where I am very black or white, I guess, on any of these things. So when I say somebody's, like, not a good guy to date, I mean that.
Yeah.
I genuinely mean that. If they're not a good person, that's a different story. I don't want you as a friend. If you're like a fun person, I'll go out with you.
Do you think he's a bad person?
I don't know him well enough to judge that.
Mm. Yeah. You see, and that's the thing is that I asked Jen once, what happens when one of you meets somebody and how is that going to affect your relationship? Didn't we talk about it last time?
I don't think so.
But I did ask you when Lauren wasn't here.
Right.
And you said... you guys had discussed it before, right?
Yeah.
That makes me nervous. But
why?
We wouldn't just like... throw me to the wayside, would you?
Never.
No, I'm not saying that you would, but what I'm saying is when there's a significant other, it affects relationships.
I know, that kind of scares me.
Oh, I have talked about the fact that we have to like have a, we have to decide as a group if people can date other people. Like, we actually talked about this on Saturday night. Do you remember?
With Paul and Will?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did talk about
so
it.
So we're like,
although I secretly want Paul to fall in love with me.
And she wants me and Will to date so that then the four of us can date.
Yeah.
But I actually said, because we had dinner with them on Saturday night, we all barbecued and like the four of us hung out. I'm like, what a fun double date this is.
And Paul was like, you can tell he gets so scared because we already hooked up. So he's like, woo. I'm like, calm down.
He
Paul.
Like twitches.
Jeez. I'm like, am I that bad? Jeez.
No, I think the thing is this. So we see guys as like very black or white in the sense that like they like you or they don't. They hook up with you or they don't. However, I do think that guys get to a certain point in their lives where they have run their course with like sowing their oats or whatever to know how far they should take it with somebody before it becomes more or less. And so if it were to be with Lauren, I think he knows if he were to continue seeing you, it would have to turn into something because he genuinely cares about you as a person. So that also goes the other way.
Yeah,
if he genuinely
true.
Cares about you as a person, he's not going to want to hurt you. So
that's
he saves you the trouble of going down the hot Paul route. And he has made you one of his
which
best
is fine because I really am just friends with him now.
Right. Like, we love them. Like, we want to go away with them.
I'm not like secretly pining over him. I'm not really.
Yeah. But I would recommend, I mean, for the sake of your guys' relationship, is that you do take the other person's opinion into account.
Of course,
you know,
totally.
And if you don't like the guy, then this is going to be a problem.
It
you
is
know,
hard
so you want the guy to know, hey, you know, this girl exists and she's my best friend, and this is the nature of relationship we have, and it's important for me to still stay in touch with her. Mm-hmm. And the guy needs to understand that from the beginning. He's not going to have you all to himself, because that's a bad thing anyway. You know, you want to maintain your
life.
It
does make things hard, even on the small scale right now, because the guy that I'm kind of talking to, like, I even admitted this to you. I don't tell her things because I know she doesn't really like him, and then that kind of puts a little bit of like a divide.
Yeah.
Well, but also you don't...
But what can you do? I mean, it's a tough point.
What?
It's a tough point.
You tell me certain things that freak me out.
Yeah, I tell her things that he says that freak her out.
Like, dirty things. Like, and then she's like, but what do I say when he says that to me? I'm like, I don't know.
I do it all the
time. Yeah, Jen's the wrong person.
I know,
to
but
ask.
Sam, I have, like, 90% of the reason why I even say it is just to...
Just to freak me out.
Freak her out.
Yeah.
But, and also, I think that's always funny. Secondly, here's... And I've been very honest with her about this. Do what you gotta do. I don't really care. As long as you know what you're getting yourself into.
I do know what I'm getting myself into.
We've had this conversation. I'm telling Sam, not
you. I know, but I'm saying, what I'm saying is that also, like, you can't just, like, completely stop. Like, you keep seeing someone and you get more invested. Like,
well...
So I'm supposed to just not... But I like seeing this person.
Do you like seeing him or do you like attention?
What are you talking about?
From someone.
Guys, we are out of time, so we'll tackle that one next time.
Fine,
you're here.
Fine.
And
we'll just periscope it later.
I don't like attention.
Okay. Well, I think we solved pretty much of the world's problems today.
We did.
And you guys get to see the girls on the video and stuff too.
Right. Hi.
So how will I get to see it? I need to go on Twitter and it's going to stay there for 24 hours?
Yeah. So if you follow me on Twitter.
Right.
So go to where I tweeted about Lauren being here on Periscope and then the link.
Okay.
It should also be, that's where you should.
Right. But my question is, it's only 24 hours a day.
Right.
I mean, 24 hours.
You have 24 hours starting to see it. To watch us.
Okay. Well,
that's
what
we're
gonna
do. That you were a part of.
Yes. Lauren, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for
always
having
a lot
me.
Of fun.
I loved it.
And I'm looking forward to, if you still want to come and co-host when Jen's not here,
I will.
That'll be awesome.
We're
we
on.
Can solve more world's problems.
It's a then. Deal.
Yeah. And Jen, you can call in and we'll have our discussions that way.
Because I'm going to have FOMO.
She will have major FOMO.
Yeah.
I'm going to film me talking to you on the phone.
All right, everybody.
That's taking it too far.
Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.